This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. As you might have heard, President Trump's going to Tulsa tomorrow for a re-election rally. Rising coronavirus infections and pleas from local officials not to, notwithstanding. The president's not going to say a lot about that, chances are, and city boosters probably aren't going to say much about this. Even before the pandemic shredded this economy, the Tulsa area had one of the highest eviction rates in the country. Nearly 8% of households there face eviction every single year, and that could easily rise because while a lot of places have stopped landlords from booting tenants during the pandemic, Tulsa is not one of those places. Marketplace's Amy Scott has that story.
Julie Sandridge had been renting the same house in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, just outside Tulsa, for 16 years.
It's just a four-bedroom brick house in a decent neighborhood. I've raised all my children there. I have six children.
And a one-year-old granddaughter she's raising.
And she's quite the handful.
Then in February, Sandridge got sick and missed several weeks of work. When she finally returned to her job in IT customer service at Blue Cross Blue Shield.
I went to work for 1 week and then the pandemic hit and they shut us down.
By early April, she was 2 months behind on her $850 rent. Her landlords gave her till the end of the month to pay or be evicted. And Sandridge says she gets it. They have bills too. But
I'm the only breadwinner in the family, so it was pretty stressful on me to, you know, wonder where I'm going to go, what I'm going to do.
There are thousands of stories like this in and around Tulsa. Even before the pandemic, evictions were news.
More than 14,000 people are evicted in Tulsa each year. It's a staggering number that has the city ranked 11th highest in the nation.
That ranking came from the Eviction Lab at Princeton University.
We knew it was bad. We didn't know it was 11th in the country bad.
Jeff Janes is executive director of Restore Hope Ministries, a nonprofit rental assistance agency. He says rents are relatively low in Tulsa, but so are wages. And more than 15% of Tulsans don't have health insurance, one of the highest rates in the country.
Many of the people who we see that are facing eviction have a medical issue, a health issue.
On top of all that, Jane says the entire eviction process in Tulsa County favors landlords. It's relatively easy and cheap to file an eviction. Landlords don't have to show up at hearings, but still usually win. And there's money to be made.
I heard about a case this morning of somebody who's been filed on 20 times since 2016 by the exact same landlord.
Each time, the tenant managed to pay the rent, but the extra fees added up to almost $4,000.
What that tells me is that the landlord is not really interested in getting the tenant out of the apartment. What they're really interested in is collecting those fees.
In fact, out of the $325,000 Restore Hope paid landlords last year on behalf of tenants, almost 10% was for fines and fees. And though the courts don't track evictions by race,
we know that persons of color in Tulsa are experiencing higher rates of homelessness compared to their white counterparts in Tulsa, and we believe that that is directly related to the eviction crisis.
That's Becky Gligo. She was hired last year as Tulsa's first housing policy director to address the crisis. One strategy, resolve landlord-tenant disputes before they get to court, using data and behavioral science. Water billing records show that tenants who fall behind are far more likely to face eviction. So the plan is to send those renters text messages about ways to get help. Carolina Toth is an advisor with the Behavioral Insights Team, a.k.a. the Nudge Unit.
The simple act of sending somebody a text message in language that is non-stigmatizing and encouraging can really increase the uptake of social services.
They're also trying to nudge landlords to use a free mediation program instead of the courts. They tested different email messages to see what worked. There was the straightforward how to do it approach, the peer pressuring everyone else is doing it approach, and finally, an appeal for empathy in this email. Landlords and tenants are both struggling to pay their bills. Here's what landlords can do. Toth says that one got the best response.
You're going through a hard time. They're going through a hard time. We're all struggling to pay our bills.
Whether that's enough to stave off an eviction notice, local charities aren't waiting to find out. Restore Hope Ministries covered most of Julie Sandridge's missed rent while she waits for help from the government.
So I'm kind of breathing a little easier right now and just kind of hoping that unemployment kicks in pretty soon.
A foundation has agreed to pay the rents for hundreds of tenants who had pending evictions before May 31st. But there's a catch. Landlords have to agree not to file another eviction for 3 months. Restore Hope says some landlords have already turned the offer down. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.